All right, y'all. What's up, y'all? This is Operation Kickback once again, baby. Yeah, I'm here today with my man Kevin Richards in the house, baby. Say what's up, man.
Hey, America, how are ya? Hope you're chilling and enjoying the show.
That's right. Yeah, we got my guest host today. He got a few jokes for you, so during the time being while we doing our thing today. Hey, Kev, I just want to ask you a question, man.
Yes, sir.
What you think about the politics right now? You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is, what Trump going through, mm-hmm. what Biden's son's going through, you know, will that affect anything reference to the election or anything like that?
Ready? Well, the word says that basically God's going to set up his own government, so it doesn't matter what really goes on in the natural. So have faith, it'll all work out. Chill.
That's right. Amen. Yeah, you say, and what I like about it, man, you say something that nobody else going to say every time. So that's cool. You know, if everybody thought like you, man, we wouldn't be going through none of this stuff right now, man. I ain't going to even lie to you. It's crazy, man. Wrong is right and right is wrong now. So, and everything is a trend or mm-hmm. a fad, you know, different stuff like that, man. I don't know, you know, it what it comes down to, somebody else's real is not our reality no more. You know what I mean when I say by that? It's just not, you know. Some people might think real is lying. And lying is not real. So it ain't part of my reality, that's part of yours. So everybody got a different perspective on things these days. You know, it's a whole new ball game, man. And you really got to stay in your lane, really. You know, because even though we still here and everything else, you know, it's the youngsters is the ones that's got to do their part to keep it going, because we ain't going to be here forever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth about it. Hey, man, so let's hear one of them jokes, man.
Well, America, like my brother just said, Mike, if you find yourself in conflict, arguments, you're in a staff meeting at your company or wherever you are in a group, AA or whatever, and it's like a staff meeting, you're going to need a doctor right away. You're going to have to go to a hospital because you have a staff infection.
Ooh, baby, that's right. That's right. That's right, man. Okay, y'all. Well, we're going to get into some music real quick. First one we're going to play is Outstanding from the Gap Band. Check this out.
My Baby, I feel so lucky now to have you all along, girl.
All right, y'all. That was a Gap Band, Outstanding. Yeah, we got to listen to some good music sometimes. The mood, you know, that's what music is for. It's supposed to set the mood and everything like that, you know. So that's why I try to come with some good playlists when I do come up here and everything, you know. Hey, Kev, I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
And this reference to the community around here, it's been a while since I've been kicking it with the fellas and everything, you know. How is the plaza right now, man?
It's a mission field. That's how I look at it. It's just, you have opportunities to go to Mr. Hayward's Thursday night fellowship. It's not really a strict Bible study. It's just a fellowship for people to share what they have on their mind during the week.
Okay.
He's my sponsor and a good friend anyway.
Right. That's cool. So,
and there's a joke right there, too, if I may expound. Mr. Hayward is an electrician and also maintenance property.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm an electrician from the Navy as well as he is.
Okay.
So when we go to AA, he's my sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mr. Hayward, remember, he's an electrician.
Yeah.
He said, if you don't go to AA or church or whatever you want to do, you're going to go haywire.
Right. Man, that's right. That's
like that.
That's D. Yeah. And shout out to Mr. Hayward himself, old Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Much love, man, and the whole maintenance crew over there. Much love, man. Thanks for keeping the place up.
Yep.
You know, because y'all do a lot. Don't nobody give y'all credit all the time, but we doing it over here. You know what I'm saying? We giving you flowers right now.
Also, a proverb says a soft answer dispels wrath, which means in the Cabrillo in general, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You can say, open the door, or open the door. It's how you, your tone of voice gives incitement to some people with PTSD in the plaza or whatever. You just gotta chill and chill them down.
Right, right. Understandable too, you know. I was just talking to you about that earlier, Kev, about the PTSD, man. I actually missed the classes, man.
Right.
I really do. I actually missed the classes because sometimes I be needing them. But you know, if you got a relationship with the Lord and everything, right, as long as you stay in the Word, it's way better than the class itself. But
right,
you know, I used to like it because I actually got to fellowship with other veterans. You know what I mean? At the time when we was doing it with Nate and everything, and, you know. And then before then, even before the Nate thing, I was doing it up at VA and all that, man. I used to go every 3 months, and I had a psychiatrist I used to talk to, you know. And it was cool because, you know what I'm saying, you could lay everything out. And then whatever you let out, it stayed there. It didn't go nowhere else. And you was good for the month because, you know, let it out. It was something you didn't hold in or whatever, you know. And so I missed that outlet, you know, because I feel like lately I've been having to keep a lot of things to myself. And which is cool, too, you know what I'm saying, because you're supposed to. I think, you know, what people don't realize is that discretion is respect for the other person. And people don't realize that, you know, when you say discretion now, you know, they think you too good or whatever, or, you know, it's a wrong thing. But when it's not, it's actually just trying to respect the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so, but... So I do have a discretion part, you know, I got that down, but sometimes I'll be letting the stuff, need to let stuff out because every now and then, man, you know, somebody run me the wrong way, man, I might cuss them out, you know, on the cool. And then I hate doing that because I be hurting people's feelings and all that. And then I don't, you know, I don't know. It ain't good because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, say, first of all, I'm trying to, how can you say, build my character and relationship better to where I could be more Christ-like instead of myself. You hear what I'm saying? You know, so that's what I'm striving for. That's what I'm working on, you know what I'm saying, every day of my life. I want, you know, what would Jesus do? You know, I want to be like that. You know, I want to, you know, I want to do what would Jesus would do. I don't want to do what I want to do, because anytime you do what you don't want to do, you end up somewhere you don't want to be, man. I ain't into all that. You know, so what you got to say about it, man?
Well, brother, I can add that yesterday I had a wake-up call that, I've had many, many close calls with death in the last 30 years. So I went to the ER with a back pain. I didn't know what it was. Everything came back negative. I mean, negative. No bladder infection, no kidney problems, no liver, no infection, no nothing. It's just arthritis. So I thank the Lord for that. And I'm hearing from my brother Don that my friend, empathy, what it is I got to have empathy for me first. I got to forgive myself. So then I can be chilled for somebody else. If I'm fighting a war within, it ain't going to work. It's just going to be wrath from in. So I'm very thankful. And it's not religion. It's just a relationship with God.
Right.
Without getting all the suit ties and formalities and running around like a holy roller with signs on a street corner. It just means empathy for somebody else that's on the journey and not where you are yet. You see what I mean?
Right.
So you got to have compassion and chill what it says in there. But like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, God's in the fire with us. He won't leave us. And he's running the world. Because in Isaiah 9, like I said earlier, he'll set up his own government, and God is your counselor. He is the great psychiatrist who will tell you things in the night or whatever, what to do, not to do, based on wisdom, because he is wisdom in Proverbs 8.
Right. That's right. Amen. Gotcha. Yeah, man, and thanks for that, man. That's right on time, because we need that confirmation and that reassurance, especially right about now in these days and these times and at this moment too. You know, man, thank you for that. Yeah, that was right on time, you know. Well, we're gonna get back into another song. Let's see where we at. Okay. All right, the next song's gonna be from Time for Genius of Love, y'all. Check this one out.
Just go behind it, behind it, behind it, behind it.
right, y'all. What's up, y'all? That was Time Time Club. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, that was the some of the members from the Talking Heads, too. They had made the Time Time Club, you know, to show their funk side back in the day. But David Burns and them, yeah. They was a good band. Mm-hmm. You know, the Talking Heads and Time Time Club. You know, they was pretty good. That's the 80s, you know, the golden era, you might say. You know, back then, see, I actually listened to hip hop and heavy metal. So, mm-hmm. I got the heavy metal in me too, you know. I think next week that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play all classic rock. Yeah, I'm going to do all classic rock. I'm going to put on some Def Leppard, some Quiet Riot, you know what I'm saying? Some Rat, some Guns N' Roses, you know, and maybe some Iron Maiden or something, you know? Yeah, we're going to go that way next week. You know, to try to get everybody in. And then the week after that might go even country. You know, and then 1 week I want to do the blues, 1 week I want to do jazz, you know. Try to get everybody in. Because it was a time, you know, especially in the 80s, you had music for everybody. Like Fleetwood Mac, come on. Classic album, man. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, oh yeah. Queen. Oh man, you know, their music was so diverse that you couldn't even call it rock or whatever. It was just, that's what pop really is to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, them popular with music was music that, you know, that was diverse, that everybody could listen to, you know? It was another group, just Fleetwood Mac. Man, it was one other group that was good. Well, you know, I'm a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan for real. Man, I forgot what their group name was. Dang, that's deep. That's deep. Anyway, it'll come to me in a minute. Okay, hey Kev, I got another question for you, man. Is there any festivities coming up around here that you know of?
Oh, we have cookouts from time to time. Mm-hmm. We had a luau with Amy out here about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Where they had hulas and stuff.
Yeah.
They asked me to do a hula, and I says, no, I got to do a sumo wrestler. I can't do that. I can't do the hula. And then literally she put a lei on my hand, around my neck. And right. Says, you got laid.
There you go.
It was goofy.
Man, that's good. That's right.
And we have Polynesian food. It was really good.
Okay.
You know, for Polynesian American month.
Yeah, it was last month. Yeah, so it was. Yeah,
that's good. It was really good.
Oh, okay. Right, that's good. Mm-hmm. They do have some good food, but don't lie. No lie. Yeah, you know. And that's cool, you know. We in the month of June now, you know. Father's Day coming up this weekend. You know, shout out to all the fathers, you know. I'm one myself. It's cool, you know. Father's Day ain't as popular as Mother's Day, I might say. You know, we might get some socks or a wallet or something, you know. But with them, you got to get them to work, you know. It's cool. I ain't gonna quit my gentleman skills, you know. Oh, whatever. I do what I have to do for mine. Tripping. But, you know, it is, you know, it is different. It's a big difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see a lot of people on the corners with teddy bears and candy and roses and all that stuff on no Father's Day. You know, for real. That's the truth. Yeah, I don't see it, you know. It's like, you on your own. they might even call you and tell you Happy Father's Day or whatever, but man, it's cool, though, you know. Because I look at it, you know, the service is for the kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And we got to be around for our kids or whatever anyway, you know. Shouldn't expect nothing back like that. Because, you know, and if you're doing good, it's going to get reciprocated to you anyway, one way or another. You know. I don't know. These days are just different, though, man. You know. Matter of fact, I want to give a shout out to my son. His birthday is tomorrow. He's going to be 15, Michael James Netherly Jr. Yeah, he gonna be 15, man. My boy growing up on me. He already 6 foot and 250, so, you know. Whew. And he can eat, too. Ooh-wee. Yeah, you know. I'm trying to see, you know, because he just moved. You know, his mother and him, they just moved into a house. And congratulations to them on that, too. You know, especially in these hard times right now, to be able to get a house, that's a blessing in itself, you know. But, he's fit to start another school. So that means another football team. And, you know, you might have to start the summer for the football. You know how that goes. They do the summer training and everything. So that's why he's not out here this time. I do miss him because I usually have him around this time, you know, during the year. But it is what it is, man. You know, it's cool. We're going to make it. We're going to make it, you know. Hey, and another thing I just want to say. First of all, shout out to everybody at the Plaza, you know, DJ Plaza himself and my boy Larry, my boy Doug. Yeah. Oh, man. Scotty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Ed. Man, just a few of them. I'll be missing everybody over here, man. I can say that much. I think that's why I've been staying so busy when I'm not here. I've been, you know, back into the music real tough. I just put out a single. It came out yesterday. I played it last week up here. Might play it again. Do you? It's on the deal now. But we'll do that. I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, I miss being over here. I miss the veteran. Like I used to always say, you know, sometimes people don't understand it because they ain't been through what we've been through, you know. And only one to understand it is another veteran who done been through this stuff, you know. I miss that because I'm not around a whole bunch of veterans no more like I used to be. And then when I come through, ain't nobody never here. Everybody always gone. Like, man, I be wanting to come over here and chill. They be gone. Then when I don't come through, everybody here. Everybody here. Like, oh, man. But at least everybody keep in contact with me. I can say that, and I do that to them, too. Because I will call and check up on everybody, man, you know. because you know, we ain't just friends, we family over here. Always will be, you know, always will be. Okay, we're gonna get into another song. Okay, let's see what we got this time. All right, our next song is James Brown, Payback. Yeah, we got something to talk about on this when we come back. So check this one out, y'all. Payback, James Brown.
Got my
Y'all, that was James Brown, Big Payback. Yeah, we'd be over here talking about some things, you know. Yes, we do. We were just talking about, I was telling Kev how we, you know, I'll be telling my different playlists or whatever and some things I would like in the future and, you know, just different songs we were discussing. And I had mentioned Hotel California. You know, from the Eagles or whatever. And oh man, Ken, tell me what you told me.
Well, you could call it Where We Live, Hotel Cabrillo. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we was just thinking about, putting more things to the play, more songs to the playlist. I had talked about B.B. King, and then I was talking about, matter of fact, Kev had mentioned Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I was telling them about a story about when my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go to a Prince concert, me and my sister, but we couldn't go because my mother had passed away and everything. And there were certain songs that year that was coming, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it had no significance of what was going on, but I think it was just that moment in time that the songs came out. So I had started mentioning like Boy George with the Time, Won't Give Me Time. I think it was called Time. That was the song called Time, not Karma Chameleon or whatever, not that one. But it was another one. Cyndi Lauper had another one, Time After Time. Then Prince had one called Little Red Corvette. You know, and it always gonna remind me of 1983. You know what I'm saying? Always. Them songs right there gonna remind me of 1983. And that's what music is all about, man. And rejuvenating the soul sometimes. You know, it might be through blues, country, rock, jazz, gospel, hip hop, you know what I'm saying, heavy metal, alternative, now pop, you know, whatever tickle your fancy, you know what I'm saying? Whatever tickle your fancy, you know, that's what it will do, you know. I want to give a shout out to the city of Long Beach, period. They got a few things going on this weekend that I know of. But I'm a be out in Victorville and Adelanta. I got an event to go to out there with Fathers of Hip Hop. But they've been having kind of new re-grand opening for the VIP Records up in Long Beach, 1028 East PCH. Y'all can check them out on the weekend. I know they've been having Wigging Out Radio over there, and they've been doing a few things, but it's a brand new store. They done remodeled it and everything. And you can go pick up some CDs, your vinyl, you know what I'm saying, classic records, all that, man. If you wanna, no matter what genre it is, man, if you wanna pick up some classic records, you know what I'm saying, come on down to VIP. They got it. 1028 East PCH, I guess Monday through Saturday, really. I don't think they do too much on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday is pretty cool, you know. So anybody want to, you know, get some nice records and CDs and everything, you know, for collector's items or anything like that, come on through. Because there's been folks coming from overseas to there and coming to VIP and picking up stuff. The Too Short concert is at Garden Amp on the 13th on Thursday. It's sold out, so I'm sure everybody's going to have a good time up there. And I'm sure it's going to be a few different Father's Day events around town. I say check your Facebook events and Instagram, and you might run into something, but Long Beach never lacked none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you go to the downtown area, believe me, they're going to have something. Shoreline area, all that, you know, the beaches, the beach part, you know, ocean. You know what I'm saying? Just on ocean alone, you know what I mean? You can find some stuff. So, you know. And just be careful out there too, you know. And if you drink, do it responsibly. If you can't drive, there's too many Ubers and Lyfts out there now, y'all. Bring some extra change, okay? So y'all be cool, because we don't need a whole bunch of fatalities this weekend. We got enough of that going on every time you turn on the news. What you got to say about anything about that, Kev?
Well, be safe and use wisdom. Think before you do something.
That's right.
Try to concentrate and don't be reactive. Speaking of Father's Day, my father was a very good man, the more I reflect on it. And it's not, the game for me is not over till it's over. So disrespectfully to him and his family, I outdid him in the Navy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was full board ahead, like the last detail with Jack Nicholson and Randy Quaid. I tried to outdo him, and I was drinking, and I was having one heck of a time.
Right.
But I paid the price for it. It kept snowballing and tsunamied until I got into a problem. But he was a good man, and thinking about his legacy, I really am. I'm the only son that he had.
Right.
He's passed away now. My whole family's passed away. But like I said, I got a clean bill of health yesterday, so move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't backslide.
Well, you got family right here, man, so
mm-hmm.
You're good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You steal my brother from another mother.
That's right.
So you good. You know, it's cool, man, you know. Shout out to all the Vietnam vets and the Korean vets. There's a few left. I seen someone went over there to Norway the other day. To pay their respects and all that, and they got honored, got some awards. Man, and some of them look pretty good, man, be their age, you know. That was so cool, man. Stuff like that kind of touches me because, you know, we veterans, you know what I'm saying? So when you see veterans make it and all that, man, and still they come back alive or whatever, you know, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But we also paid for the respect for the ones that didn't make it back, neither. You know, that's the purpose of Memorial Day and, you know, and other veteran holidays in general. You know, we can't forget them neither, but we can't, you know. It's like, I feel like it goes, you know, because like when you have a relationship with the Lord, you know, it's everlasting life. So it's like you're going from one life to another. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shout out to everybody, you know, that's here and the ones that's gone too, you know. And shout out to them fellas who got their awards out there, went out to, back to Normandy and all that, man. That was so cool. That was so cool, man. You know, but there's still a lot of Vietnam vets around, which is cool too. It's a lot. It's a lot too, you know. I see them everywhere, man. And some of them, you know, making it. Well, a lot of them making it. And there's some of them that's really not. Some of them just want to be out there like that. That's their choice, man. That's America for you, you know, if that's what they choose to do. But I know one thing, Kev. I know back in the day, whenever you protested, you couldn't bring no tents or nothing and camp out and all that. But now, all of a sudden, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, this how I look at the situation, you know? I don't know all the basics and everything that's really going on over there in Israel or whatever. All I know, that stuff is in Israel. It ain't here. So when you bring it here, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. Well, now, when you bring it here, now, when we took that oath, and we said we were conscientious objectors and all this, you know what I'm saying? And then we were going to defend this place, foreign or domestic. Am I right?
Correct.
Well, this domestic.
Oh, yeah.
This domestic. So I don't know why. It's a problem on enforcing to me. Right. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
If it's a problem, that's because somebody else got their hands in it too. Have to be, bro.
Yeah.
It's domestic, man. Yep. It's domestic. It's almost like, you know, and then they get on the, man, they on the freeways and everything, man, with that, man. Trying to, man, I seen them win. This weekend, man, I seen a man hanging all over the bridge, man. Oh, nah, man, that's wrong, man. That's wrong, you know, and then nobody do nothing but let one of us go out there and do something or whatever, and we're going to be under the jail. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Somebody else got their hand in the cookie jar. Yeah, no lie. And they telling on themselves too, because like I say, come on, man, that's domestic, man, you know. So if they could do that, well, you know, anybody can do whatever now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying. Wrong is right and right is wrong now.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so what you think about it, Ken?
It's frustrating of what you just said. There seems to be a catch and release and no bail and to fund the police. I mean, where is the sovereignty of America for everybody, like the Pledge of Allegiance for all?
Right.
We're not talking segregation or racism or nothing. The Pledge of Allegiance was written for all.
Yeah.
Okay? And it just seems like every night we're getting DUI crashes and stuff on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. The sovereignty of America that my father fought for in World War II and Iwo Jima and Korea. I don't know where he's thinking now.
Man, but look at us. I mean, we went into the military and was fighting for stuff too, but it ain't none of the stuff that's going on now. No. I'm saying we didn't fight for nobody to camp in no, you know, college and stuff, and you know, over a war that's somewhere else and ain't even here.
And the fact that when we enlisted for patriotism and love this country,
mm-hmm.
I got very bad eyes, technically, according to boot camp. Was going through the line as they're, you know, processing me for boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
One guy says, I don't think he can make it because his eyes are thick.
Yeah.
And you see, then the other guy shut him up and said, do you love your country? I said, yeah, that's why I'm here. My parents didn't even know I enlisted. And he says, keep them going.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you know, you remember the time in the morning when you did PT
mm-hmm.
and you running
mm-hmm.
and the drill sergeant, everybody calling them cadets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. If you ever listen to some of them cadences, man,
mm-hmm.
you end up living that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, man, it was so crazy.
Like Full Metal Jacket, that guy.
Yeah.
The drill sergeant.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He was real.
Yeah, he was a real drill sergeant.
A real drill sergeant.
Yeah, he ended up getting an acting job for real after that. Yeah, he played in a few movies after that.
It was great.
Yeah, but that was so cool. But that's what they needed, though. That's what made the movie so good.
That's right.
That's what made it so good. I could watch that all the time.
I learned from my brothers on the ship that one man could sink a ship by making a mistake.
Right.
So you got to have GQ. You got to have Set Zebra, whatever the command the captain does. Somebody mm-hmm. make a mistake, the enemy could get you.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah. You know, well, I look at it, I think people don't have standards no more.
No.
You know, and if they do, it's rare.
It's rare.
And when you find somebody that do have standards and stuff with them, you better stick with them. Because, you know, they're going to tell you the truth at all times because they got standards. You know what I mean? And what I mean by standards, I mean boundaries.
Correct.
Too. You know, something we used to talk about with the PTSD class, but, you know.
There's a country song that you can connect it with the Bible. A little less talk and a lot more action.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. If you know something that's right, just do it.
Right. That's the truth. Yeah, that is the truth, man. So, what Kev said, y'all. What Kev said, you know. Well, you know, we over here dropping jewels today. Okay, we're going to get into another song. This is Cutie Pie from One Way. Check it out. Oh, Yeah, that was One Way, Cutie Pie. My sister used to play on the softball team called the Cutie Pies when we stayed over across the street by Kelly Park up in Compton, you know. And I remember they had their little uniforms and everything. It was cool. They was cool. It was all right. So I just had to mention that, you know. I'm going to have to let her hear this broadcast so she can, you know, be like, oh. Hey, talking about the Cutie Pies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hey, y'all, we about to get ready to wrap it up today. Hey, I want to thank you, Kev, for coming on, being a special guest, man. Well, we probably better have Kev on here permanently with me because we got a nice little vibe going. And we do talk about some things and everything, and that's cool. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate you taking the time to come down here because you could have been somewhere else, but you right here with me, baby.
Well, America, rock on. It's Tuesday in honor of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Tuesday Child.
That's right.
It's Gone with the Wind.
That's right. We're gonna have to put them on the playlist too. We got to, man. Got to. So yeah, and then you know, Kev, you know, when we making these playlists and stuff up, man, go on and put your input in, man. We can mix it up, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we can mix it up anytime. It don't matter, man. I just appreciate you coming, man. And
thank you.
And I, you know, and anytime you can come through, man, come on through. You always welcome, bro.
Appreciate you too, bro.
Yeah, always. Yeah, you know, you fam, man. You ain't no regular person to me. You know. But yeah, we about to get ready to get up out of here. Let's see what we got, y'all. Let's see what you got. Okay. Okay. We can leave out with GQ. I Do Love You. This is a nice, smooth song, man. You know, if anybody been around when this song was out, y'all know what it is. So, yeah, until next time, this is Michael Netherly and Kevin Riches, and this is Operation Kickback, y'all. So stay tuned next week, y'all, 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? On Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, baby. You got anything to say, Kev?
Rock on. Keep positive. Keep that resilience and keep trying. Don't give up.
All right. Much love, y'all. In a minute. All right. That was it.
I love it so right now. She loves me so right now.